Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:07 and it is Friday morning. We do still need some interns.
I'm interviewing.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, how's that going? Is that are you nervous to interview kids?
No, not at all.
Oh,
I mean, we've done this before, and I think we might need just one more.
Just one more.
I have a couple interviews, though. We'll see how many of them work out.
Okay.
Depending on their...
So you want me to stop doing the intern thing for now?
Well, you can still definitely submit a resume and cover letter.
Sure. Maybe we can use you in the fall semester.
Or maybe you're super amazing and, you know...
Yeah, we kick someone else out.
Right.
Send an email, resume, and cover letter to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at radioalice.com.
707 says, Vaughn is dead to me.
Oh. Yeah, get out of here, you jerk.
Hey, did you get your prop bet page?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah, print
it's
that out.
It's on Wednesdays.
Because on Monday, we're going to want to go through all those.
All right.
Actually, we'll go through them with Yuzette when we do Crosstalk with Yuzette.
That's exciting.
As she starts her new midday show. I'm excited for her. Hey, I wanted to start with this. In Pleasanton, there are grass artists. I didn't know this really existed, but you know how when you cut grass and you walk back and forth, it leaves stripes in the grass. All this grass is tilted this way. All this grass is tilted this way. These people did. They are grass artists, Kelly Pearson and her husband, Pete Davis. They spent about 1 hour. And it may be gone by today. I'm not sure, because they say eventually the grass all just sort of stands back up. But here is what they did out in a field in Pleasanton. It's a giant image of Kobe. And it's only visible from the air, probably as of today. I mean, they say it takes about 2 days for the grass to lose the picture. But it's amazing. It's actually really a cool tribute.
Yeah.
Right here in Pleasanton.
I'm impressed when the lines are all just nicely done on a baseball field.
Sure.
And in this case, you truly can,
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's an actual picture.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would have done this.
It only took them an hour, but I guess I don't know.
There's no paint involved here?
No, that's bending of grass, and they somehow, maybe they have it set out like in sectors. They know how to, they use a blower to do it.
Like what? What now?
A blower, like a leaf blower.
I don't.
You do. You don't have to. It's just a blower.
Okay.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
All right.
Nothing. Today is 49er Friday.
Thank you.
Oh,
finally.
Yeah.
And a survey asked over 1,200 Americans which Super Bowl halftime show was their favorite over the past decade.
I'm going to guess that America said Prince was their favorite Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, that may have been of all time, but I don't believe he did it one in the last 10 years.
Oh, so it's in the last 10 years?
Over the past decade.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Did you say that part?
I did.
Oh, boy.
That's okay.
My
I got you started on, you know. No, it's, you know. We're thinking of 12 things at a
decade,
time.
It can't be Coldplay. I'll tell you that right now.
Coldplay was number three. Coldplay with Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Mark Ronson in 2016 got 12% of the vote. And they're third place because there's a tie for first place. I'll start at the bottom here. Madonna, LMFAO, Nicki Minaj, MIA, and CeeLo Green in 2012 got 4% of the vote. There are actually 11.
People hated that one, too, because MIA gave us all the middle finger.
Yeah. So that one, it actually came in at number 11 because they count. There's 11 years, 2010 to 2020. I guess maybe you could vote on this year's or something. At number 10, Maroon 5 with Travis Scott and Big Boy last year got 5% of the vote. That was
terrible.
It was just like, stop it.
Well, I like Maroon 5.
Sure,
or
me too.
I should say, I think that
they got some good songs.
They're good, but he just really misjudged what the people want to see.
It ain't your chest, buddy. Your dad bod with all your...
He looked fine.
He didn't have a dad bod. Little dad bod, a little toward the dad bod.
Look, when you see the Red Hots run out with their shirts off, you know that's the way they've been since they were kids. Mm. Like, it just seems to fit them. But him with the shirt, then the shirt off, it just you just went, okay.
Number 7, whatever, 8, dude. And 9 are a tie. So it's a three-way tie for 7th place between Justin Timberlake in 2018. That was a good one. I thought that was fine. Mm-hmm. Black Eyed Peas with Usher and Slash in 2011. And Katy Perry with Left Shark with Lenny Kravitz, Missy Elliott, 2015.
All right.
All three of those got 6% of the vote.
I've forgotten all about them. So you know what? Now that I'm like sort of
looking,
I don't remember the recent ones at all.
In 2010, The Who played. And they got 9% of the vote for number 6.
All right.
I know. I'm like, did they? Okay. I vaguely remember that.
I love The Who.
Me too.
Or at least the old Who.
I see why this goes back 11 places, because they have gone from 2009. Number 4 is a tie between Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in 2009. I don't remember that at all. And Beyonce and Destiny's Child in 2013. Okay. I do remember vaguely that they, you know, was the Beyonce show, and then they brought out the members of Destiny's Child, and the place went wild.
I don't remember that at all.
Those both got 10% of the vote. I told you Coldplay with Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Mark Ronson in 2016 got 12%. And number 1 and number 2, because this is also a tie, Lady Gaga in 2017.
Oh, that was okay.
That
was
good.
All the drones.
Sure. Oh, my God. That was so cool. And she flew in, right? They, you know, pretend jumped her off the side of the building. And Bruno Mars with the Red Hot Chili Peppers in 2014.
Oh, okay.
That was a tie, and those are the ones that everybody loved the most. Oh my God, this actually brings us back to Vaughn rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs. HouseMethod.com.
What now?
It's some website called HouseMethod.com. They asked 4,000.
Is it on the internet right next to heaviermetal.net?
.net.
Okay.
I don't know what House Method is, but it actually sounds like a building site, but all right. They did a poll. They asked 4,000 adults, who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl? And then they analyzed the results by state, too. But overall, who do you think everyone's gunning for?
I know the odds, or the betting odds anyway, have Kansas City winning. So I'll go with that. More people want Kansas City.
55.7% said Kansas City Chiefs. 44.3% are going with the 49ers. By state, 33 states picked the Chiefs, including most of the central and Midwest portions of the country, plus Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Arizona, Colorado, Montana, Alaska, and Hawaii.
I watch a lot of sports shows and stuff because it's nonsense and it relaxes me because it's about nothing and everything at the same time, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Immerse.
It's just, anyway.
Here's a way to escape reality.
This dude, Patrick Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs, is considered the next greatest quarterback of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, he is super talented and checks every box.
Well, one of the prop bets was who will be named MVP, and the answer was Patrick Mahomes or anyone else.
Right. He's really, really good. So they do have that. But as far as a whole team goes, the Niners are pretty stacked.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet against us.
So 17 states are pulling for the 49ers, the whole West Coast, plus the remaining New England states. So I guess that's Maine, New England, and Rhode Island. Louisiana, Florida, West Virginia, both Dakotas, Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, and New Mexico. So 55% of
Did
these
you
people.
Ask your husband if he will root for the Raiders when Tom Brady becomes their quarterback next year?
I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't.
Come on.
We were talking about other things yesterday. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in my house right
there
now.
There is?
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
It's a lot of stuff. There's just a lot of things happening.
Are you guys okay?
We're totally. Me and John are fine, but this the studio thing is just like, I'm so, let's get this thing going here.
Well, I mean, it's not like you have a record that's got to be, you know, produced.
Are you kidding me?
Summer.
I have five records. The NFL is releasing a visual album, a la Beyonce, I guess, with all the musical performances, including the halftime show, with because there's a lot of lead up stuff and a lot of pregame stuff and probably some postgame stuff too. All these various musical performances. So the halftime show with J-Lo and Shakira, the national anthem with Demi Lovato, America the Beautiful with Yolanda Adams. Each performance with video will go live on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube shortly after they happen.
Okay.
And if you want to actually own a copy for some reason, you can purchase that and download it on Apple Music. But, you know, if you pay your monthly subscription, I'm sure you've already got access. So if you want to... if you want to skip the game for some reason and just watch the performances, you can do that. The NFL says that... What?
Well, so you skip the Super Bowl?
And just watch the... If you're just there for the songs.
Man, you live in the Bay Area and the Niners are in the Super Bowl, but you might skip just
sure,
for the musical
performance.
Come on, don't suffuse everything I off-gas. Jesus Christ, people.
Oh, that's a good one. The NFL says that they are going to print tweets on the confetti that they throw at the end of the game. I don't know why, but right. I guess it makes... I bet you they're looking for help cleaning up the confetti. People will be like, well, let me read some of these tweets. I don't know really why they're doing it, but maybe that's it. If you want your tweet to be included, you add the hashtag... NFL Twitter, and then they're going to print these all out, put them on the paper that they're going to shred, I guess.
You're telling me they're going to shred just prior to the end of the game?
That's what they're saying here.
They're going to print and shred.
That's what they're saying.
Somewhere at the stadium, there's a printing,
confetti
shredding
right.
machine.
So isn't confetti generally about a 1-inch by 2-inch piece of paper? I mean, it seems like...
I thought it was smaller than that. Yeah. I thought
well,
it was
like
little
tiny confetti that you might throw in a room. But when they do like parade, ticker tape parades and that kind of thing, they're pretty good sized little slips of paper.
Mm.
So maybe they do have some kind of special cutting machine that loads it into the confetti cannons.
That effort in the end will be never be repeated.
Yeah,
they will go, wow, that was a waste of
time. It is going to take a lot of ink too.
You know when the Warriors were winning like nonstop?
Yeah.
And they always had, for the finals and the playoffs, they had the confetti coming down at the end of the game.
Yeah,
I used to go to those games a lot, and there's people who are up there that dump buckets and run back and grab more buckets and dump them out.
What?
I always thought it was a confetti machine where it's
something
just
that shoots it out.
Yes. But no, you could watch people running around up there, and that was at the old Oracle.
So they would stand in the catwalks and take armloads of this stuff?
At the very top.
And toss it, and then it would just disperse out
exactly.
in a cloud. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm sure Chase maybe has a better, I don't know what they do.
Dispersion.
We'll see. But,
machine.
Yeah, but I it was a trip watching that.
That is.
I used to sit there and just, I wasn't even looking at the confetti. I was just looking at them running around, dumping buckets.
Were you like, oh, my God, I wish I had that job.
No.
That was like, so fun.
I was just kind of stunned. I just thought that, I don't know. Well,
yeah,
great.
Right.
Somebody
you
has a
that
job
would
to do
be...
that. That's cool.
Yeah. So they would cut up paper and.
I don't know if they cut it up
well,
or
I mean,
how they got it.
They had to do it. Something to it, right? So people are, of course, tweeting inappropriate things. So if you go to the hashtag NFL Twitter, you can see what people want printed. I'm sure they're not going to pre-read all of them. So who knows what you'll pick up if you're on the field and
that
you pick that up.
A waste of effort.
Yeah,
but
it's
okay.
Fun.
Let
it's
them have fun.
Fun.
Sure. It's fun.
Good times.
I don't know what this means,
right.
But typically measuring 20 millimeters by 60 millimeters.
So 2 centimeters by 6 centimeters. Why do they have to? I don't know why they.
Well, why
have
do
to
we
reduce
do,
it to?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's fine. So it's, I don't know. That's about what I said. I think it isn't it 2.5-ish centimeters per inch.
Oh God.
It is. It's something
don't
like that.
Don't let these two get started. So.
It's not math. Stop it. We were supposed to be converted onto the metric system years ago.
Should have been,
they
yeah.
told me in grade school that I was going to have to learn the metric system. I
yeah,
still
they
like
told
inches.
Me that, too.
Yeah. You can just divide an inch so many more ways.
Yeah, 2.5 centimeters. 2.54 centimeters per inch.
For God's sake.
So it's okay, like so it's like 2 inches by a little.
Questions like
a little more than 2 inches
this,
by 1 inch.
I'm talking to you, Nicole. You
no, Nicole can't. She's not gonna. She needs to be here for a while before she starts stepping in and shutting us down. Come on. Don't put that kind of pressure on that girl.
When you ask random questions, I'll be sure to look it up, too. I'm here for everybody.
Okay.
I'm with nobody's side here.
I like that, you know, we want every computer man and people looking up all the dumb stuff we come up with. All right. Next time your parents tell you to get off the damn video game, stop playing Fortnite, don't do that, you're wasting your life, you tell them how much money the top gamer made last year.
Oh, for crying out
loud. It's unbelievable.
Is this someone who is playing online and has followers that follow them playing, or is this someone that plays professionally and wins a lot of contests?
This guy has only won about $100,000 actually playing.
Okay.
So
he must
it's
be
sponsorships.
Like PewDiePie is a dude who does this. We've learned
PewDiePie
about
PewDiePie was second place this year.
Okay.
And normally he's the number one guy. PewDiePie, Felix Gelberg, or something like that, despite his racist and anti-Semitic comments, and he lost bunch of sponsorships over that. He still finished second with $15 million.
Forget about the sponsorship. He had, I believe he had a TV deal with Disney.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Went away because of that.
So less work for him and still many, many millions of dollars. Number one this year is Tyler Blevins. He is best known as Ninja, and he was the top earning gamer of 2019, according to Forbes. He is a Fortnite guy. You can make money playing Fortnite if you're that good at it.
Suddenly, I give credit to PewDiePie for at least coming up with a name that isn't...
Ninja!
That's all you got, dude?
I'm Tyler Blevins, also, a.k.a. Ninja.
He's at Ninja on Instagram, too.
Oh, my God.
That's actually a pretty decent
really?
Handle to have, yeah. Right? Yeah. Hard to get without numbers and...
That's the guy!
Can I see him?
That's the Ninja.
Mm-hmm. Just what is he? Just I can't really see. Like a white dude, maybe I don't know, 22 years old.
He looks like his character from the game. Actually, look at his character. He has blue hair. See that?
I don't see his character. Oh yeah.
You see that guy right there?
Yeah. Well, he's not quite as built as Ninja, but
no, he is not.
You know, it's hard to get that kind of bod sitting in a gaming chair 12 hours a day. They are basically saying, though, these guys are not just competitors. They've become influencers. So they win whatever. They win their contest. But it's all about whatever endorsements they have. Do they wear the endorsements on their avatars?
He's sponsored
skin?
By Indeed. I don't think so. I don't know.
No, he's got Fortnite. Pictures posted on his site. And there's an ad. Look at that.
This is Adidas.com/Ninja.
Oh,
wow. Funny.
They're fully behind him.
That looks like a really comfortable sweatsuit.
And look at that.
I should get one of
sold
those.
Sold out. You can't get one of those.
Oh, damn. Looks good. So this guy has 22.7 million YouTube subscribers, 14.9 million Instagram followers, 5.5 million Twitter followers, and 2.8 million followers on his Mixer live stream. I guess that's where he plays his game. He also competed on The Masked Singer.
This dude did?
Apparently. I don't know who he was on there.
In which? In America?
I don't know. I assume he's an American dude. Tyler Blevins, a.k.a. Ninja.
How would anybody guess him?
He was the ice cream cone guy.
He was the ice cream cone? Did he get out early? Like, is he a singer?
Nobody would have guessed him.
I agree. Although, millions and millions. Kids would have guessed him if kids were on there.
All right.
He has been on The Tonight Show, The Daily Show, and has his own merchandise at Walmart and Target. This dude is making bank.
Good for him.
Yeah. Third place is some guy named Preston Arsment. He was third with $14 million. They don't even say what he did. Who knows? I don't even know. Let me see if I can squeeze one more. Oh, you know what? More bad news for Vinny. Lin-Manuel Miranda has revealed that Hamilton... is going to be a movie, and it'll feature the original Broadway cast. So it turns out you could have waited for the movie.
Oh, not the B team, huh?
No, not the B team. Not even the C team. Just the A team that was on Broadway.
For the record, I also paid that price, the one that you're not saying
$1,700,
out loud. Right? That price for a practice. It wasn't even the real day.
No, of course it
wasn't. It wasn't opening day. Opening day was like 2 weeks later.
Pre-opening, and it was a valid performance. It wasn't like they stopped and did some blocking on the stage before they moved on.
Nothing makes me want to cuss like this story. God.
There you go. Look how happy. There they are, the original Broadway cast.
Oh, look how happy.
They look so happy, don't they? All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I think I can see my money in this dude's pocket.
It's not there yet. That's back when they were just on Broadway. Yeah.
Okay.
Soon, though, those pockets get bigger and bigger.
What's coming up? What's coming up is February.
Oh, I can't wait for February.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.